Good morning. Monday Morning Detox with Skirt Strategies. I'm here for you to help you look forward at the work week and how you can make yourself the best female leader around. Introspectively this month, we've talked quite a bit about the daily challenges that many of us face in interacting with male-dominated workplaces. Whether it's a corporation that you roam around in, or whether it's a meeting that you tend to be outnumbered with, or maybe it's a key client that just tends to dominate the conversation or utilizes, you know, typical, I'll use the word typical, but standard male type leadership skills. We know that you've got challenges, and we know that you've got inherent skills that sometimes are buried. How do you bring them out? Well, I'm going to give you a few tips this week for how to manage yourself when those situations do occur, what needs to be going through your head. I'll start off, though, with a story about one that happened to me that happened to get me going just a little bit more emotionally than anything else. An all-male meeting, some high levels, and I'm with a client who is getting ready to present in front of other male leaders that may be superior to him. And I have included in my entourage of items, I have a bag that a lot of professional facilitators and consultants carry around that might have, you know, pens and post-its in it and just things that are useful to have during a meeting in order to make it more productive. I am a girl, and I do like my bags to have a little bit of pop or zing or something that looks pretty to them. So it's not unusual that maybe my facilitator's bag has a design on it or has bright colors. Well, the one I had that day actually did have some red and pink colors to it. It was pretty bright. It was sitting on the middle of the boardroom table. About 5 minutes before we started the meeting, the people are drifting in. It's almost all men. In fact, looking back on it now, I think it was all men. My friend who's working with me looks down at my facilitator's bag. It's clearly a female brought item and says, "Can you move your foo-foo bag off of the table?" All right, so imagine that you're in my situation and you've got the tools that you need in order to make a successful meeting, whether that's a briefcase or a folder, or maybe you've got your purse on the table. I don't know. You know, it'll be a personal decision and what you need to have. Mine did not look like anything that was too out of place, but to him, evidently, it did. I also think that he was nervous about the meeting being successful, so people, when they are nervous, are more likely to lash out. I took this as lashing out. I subsequently had some trouble managing my emotions around that because it was a personal shot to me. I understand it's not a large one, but it was clearly about something that I was comfortable with that I brought to the table. Here's what is a part of what I do to help make things work as in a meeting facilitator, but not necessarily one that looks like the one that the 9 men in the room would carry around. I didn't really care, but his comment really kind of shut me down and brought me to the understanding that the way other people see things is not always the way that we see things. One of Skirt Strategy's primary messages to women is that we don't need to be bearing that simply because it's not the way that we do it. Maybe you bring it forth a conversation. Maybe your version of the foo-foo bag is bringing forth something to the conversation that has to do with empathy, or has to do with how people are feeling, or has to do with personal schedules outside of the workplace. That's kind of the same thing. That's your personal foo-foo bag. Well, I want to take that story and just kind of leave it behind because I did self-manage. I moved my foo-foo bag. I kind of wish I hadn't in retrospect. But I did manage myself in such a way that as I look back on it now, I want to share with you what are some of the things in those situations, because I've been in many myself, and I'd love to hear from you as to some that you've been in. What are some of the things that you can do to make it a more productive and balanced workplace, bringing in your natural style? The first tip is to keep focus. When you concentrate mentally, that concentration stabilizes at the neuronal level, stabilizes your brain and your thinking, and it keeps you from having that multitasking tendency, you know, shooting all over the place mentally that we women are comfortable doing. That is a result of extensive blood flow through the brain. More women have that than men do, and it keeps us from focusing and concentrating. So one of my first tips to you is, in the dominated environments where you are that you might be outnumbered, consider what's going on that you can really focus in on rather than being distracted by too many things. Stay positive. Find the good in what's happening. In fact, probably my mantra is find the humor in whatever might be happening. If it's a foo-foo bag, you think about it, that's really kind of a funny thing to call it, right? I could come back with a one line like, foo-foo bag, how would you know that term? Or what would you identify as a foo-foo bag? Or one woman's foo-foo bag is another man's briefcase. I like that. It all boils down to attitude. Consider identifying what a strength is that you're bringing to the table. What is it that someone might be looking at critically that you're doing because you know that it's got some sort of an asset to the situation? Maybe you're being careful to listen. Maybe you're bringing in empathetic ideas. Maybe you're taking time to make a decision and doing a collective rather than individual and isolated decision making. If someone might be critical of that, or you're sensing that somebody is, identify what the strength is around that and why it's of value. Men like working with women. They often simply need to have some education around where we're coming from. So articulating that and being ready to on the spur of the moment is pretty important to do. It's another reason why I say it's very important for you to have a good grasp of your natural feminine leadership skills. What are they? You probably know that we've got 16 of them in what we call the intuition model. We also have an online assessment that's in the works right now that you'll hear about in the next couple of weeks so that you can assess yours. If you do know what those are off the top of your head, it's more likely that you can defend yourself and identify why you're using a certain approach. And then last of all, remember, it's just work. Let it flow off your back. Don't worry so much about too many things. It's easy to get wrapped up and it's easy to get emotionally charged. We'll have another month that's completely around managing states of mind, which is perfect for being more productive and keeping your emotions at bay. That's all for this week. Skirt Strategy says, may you be happy. May you be productive. May you have a balanced week. Here's your 4 minutes of silence for introspective thinking and setting your intention for the week. Hope you have a great one.